Hey everybody, welcome to another fantastic episode of Tall But True. I am your host, Mr. Ben Bailey. I'm here with my faithful co-host, Mr. DC Penny. What's up, dude?
Yes, indeed. Hey, man, good to be here. Excited about this show.
What's going on with you lately? What are you up to?
Oh, geez, just being a landlord, trying to get a new tenant in the building.
Oh, that sounds like some stories are going to come from that.
Yeah, that's not fun.
What do you have? You put an ad in the paper?
Yeah, I put it on
the paper. Street How old
Easy
am I?
And all the, yeah, you know.
People,
all the
people don't use papers anymore.
Well, looky here. You see, sign out front. It's $1 a month. It's way too much. I put an ad in the want ads.
In the, on
I'm
the
just
parchment.
Sitting by the phone.
Fuck. What is it? So Craigslist? Where do you advertise?
There's a thing called Street Easy. There's New York Times and all that. We put it in there. We'll see what happens. So I'm taking in between all week. I'm taking people to see the apartment. And they're like,
is there a dishwasher? And is it, can I have my pet tiger or whatever? I'm like, you know, bitch, read the ad.
Read the ad. It's all in the ad.
Yeah, so it's all good. It's all good. It's good to be here. I'm excited about our show day. Who's our guest today, man?
Our guest is none other than one of the impractical jokers.
Yes.
I always want to say Volcano.
Yeah. Everybody always wants to say Volcano.
But it's Sal Volcano, everybody. Yeah, is that right?
Volcano? Yeah, yeah. Volcano, okay. Volcano.
It's Volcano. Yeah. You say Volcano, I say Volcano.
Does that mean volcano?
I think so. Yeah, in Italian. I should know that, right?
No, I was just thinking. That's probably...
I'm like, I'm not actually sure at all.
It means spewing mountain.
Yeah. It's actually a region in Italy.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, so what's up, man? Nice. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys so much. I'm happy to be here. This is great.
What's going on with the show, first off? How's the Impractical Joker scene going? Are you guys filming now?
Or? Yeah, we just finished. Actually, we just wrapped season 6.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was like a week ago, actually. So now I have about a month down, which is, this is our 1 month. We get 1 month a year. We shoot the show about 11 months a year.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's grueling.
Grueling schedule. Holy shit, man.
It's 30.
Clearly, there's only one word to describe that. Grueling.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Grueling.
Volcano-ish.
Yeah, they do, like, for cable, it's a lot. We do almost 31 episodes.
Huh.
So we do that, and then the guys and I tour about 90 to 100 dates, touring, doing, like...
Damn. Holy shit,
and
dude.
Then on top,
you guys are a real industry. I mean, it's like, you know...
Yeah, I mean, we'll work. I mean, look, I'm so happy to have work.
Thank God to have work. That's it.
Yeah. That's it. So, like, you know, season 7, we get signed for, and we start... We go back into the office in September to start writing it.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I'm keeping busy.
Cool. That's awesome, man. Congrats on the show.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
Really funny. I remember, and don't take this the wrong way, but it's. I remember I watched.
That's always a fun.
I'm
like, oh, here we go.
It's a compliment.
No,
but
I know.
Could take it the wrong way. It's been cool to watch you guys grow on the show. Because, you know, like every show.
For sure.
When a show's new. It's, you know, it's not fully what it's going to be.
It's not fully baked
at all. You guys
at all.
Have just done so much with it, and it's gotten so fucking funny.
Thank you so
that
much.
That I will sit and watch. I have a cousin who lives in Tennessee, and I had a gig down there. I had a corporate show, and I went to his house, and we just sat and watched a marathon.
Oh, I know they do play it a lot.
It was on for like 4 hours.
I know.
And we just got stoned and sat there and laughed at you guys.
I think it probably is better stoned.
Oh, dude, it was great. It was great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true, though. I don't even like to watch the early. Oh, I don't watch the show.
It's not that they were bad, which is what I meant by don't take it the
wrong
way.
No, I completely understand. I don't watch the show. We edit it. We do everything, so I see it before it airs, but I hate to watch it. I don't watch it on TV.
Yeah.
But especially...
Yeah, I don't watch Cash Cab.
Yeah, no, right?
Nope, never.
I don't like to see myself. I just don't... I only focus on everything that I don't like when I watch it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. But if I ever see, like, happen to see, like, the old episodes, I hate them. At that point, they didn't really like let us be like have as much freedom in the beginning, and so we were like fighting them on everything.
You stifled a little bit.
Yeah, and then the more we went, the more they let us kind of like them with success of the show. We got a little more leeway. And stuff like that.
Well,
I agree with you on that.
How did you guys all meet?
Yeah, it was good from the beginning, but it you know things take a little while to gel, and then when they do.
Like, watch the first few episodes of Seinfeld. You'll be like, how did this fucking stay on?
Yeah.
And to become the great show that it did, you know?
I know. There's some clunkers of that in the beginning.
There's some clunkers. Because with every show, there is.
Well, that's usually due to somebody who... one of the components is somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing telling you, okay, this is what you've done and you're funny. Now do something else.
Somebody who
doesn't know what they're... Totally. You know, it's like, just let us do what we do.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all right, you know? So it's usually meddling. And then I think maybe there's less meddling down the line.
Yeah, and it's even us too, just like getting used to it and us trying to understand what exactly we're doing.
Right.
And the show's better like this way. And then it evolves.
Yeah.
You know, it evolves.
So. Grows.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. It's a cool show. And it's a unique thing that you guys created. And it's just awesome.
Yeah.
It's
we met as freshmen in high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we met at...
All you guys?
Yes, we're the exact same age. We met when we were 13.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
41 now.
that's like the dream job because you're always in high school with your friends. You're like, man, I hope we're friends later on. Like, whatever. And not only that, but you guys get to.
It's literally unbelievable.
Yeah.
To us, it's unbelievable.
That this is your life and you guys
that
get
it's our
to do
life
this.
That we even have any moderate success at all, that I'm able to pay rent. Like, I can't even believe it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, remember the movie Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At the end of it, he goes, I don't think I ever had friends as good as the friends that I had when I was 12.
Right, yeah. I remember saying that. It's Daniel Stern.
Does anybody?
Yeah.
It's Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, it's Richard Dreyfuss. Okay,
you don't know till the end. You don't see him until the end.
Oh, yeah, correct.
And then he's sitting there writing, and you're like, oh, my God, that's... I knew that voice. Daniel Stern is...
Wonder Years, right?
It's Wonder Years,
yeah. Oh, Stand By Me, I just watched that, actually, recently.
Such a great movie. Oh, it's terribly sad.
Because you find out, what's his name, he dies in a knife fight, or he's defending someone and dies.
River Phoenix.
I remember watching that as a kid and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's very sad.
But
that's a great movie, man.
Really funny, too.
Yeah, there's such really, funny really parts. Yeah.
Oh, sure, spit at the fat kid.
Yeah.
It's funny, that guy grew up to be not
an
Adonis.
Fat
kid. Yeah.
He's like married to, isn't he married to,
he's married to like some
Rebecca Romaine?
Model, yeah.
Something like that?
Or I think he is or he was.
Yeah. I'm not, if they broke up, I'm not up on that.
Yeah, I'm not up on the Hollywood.
I'm not trying to spread the rumors.
Gossip.
Oh, wow.
Man. So where do you live? You said you came in from Staten Island?
Yeah, that's where we all are from, like born and raised.
Oh, you guys all grew up there?
Yeah, we went to All Boys Catholic High School there.
Oh, wow.
But I grew up there. I was born there. I'm still there. Me and Q, which is another guy from the show, we still live there. Joe is out in Long Island now, and James, he lives in Manhattan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I almost made the move. I almost made the move a couple times.
Yeah.
To the West Village or Brooklyn Heights or something like that. But when I was like ready to buy a place a couple of years ago, like it was just so much cheaper on Staten Island.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know?
Oh, we're just talking about that. Not on the show.
Like
but.
Less than half, like a third of the price.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But the same
it's
amount
hard.
Of space.
I mean, ridiculous.
You'll sit on
this house that we're in right now that I bought here in 2011. You could buy an alcove studio, not even a one bedroom in Manhattan, in a neighborhood that I wouldn't necessarily want to be in. Not like a shitty, awful neighborhood, but not my choice.
Yeah.
And then come out here 23 miles away.
Yeah.
And I get this.
It's a
no-brainer. You live like a human. You know, it's like...
Yeah, you have some space and, you know...
I mean, I feel like I get that energy from the city. There's obviously the work there, everything. But as I get older, I don't utilize... all the shit. I don't go to the museums. I don't go to, you know, I go there, I do comedy and I get out.
I
like being, you know, I like having a backyard and, you know, the dog can run out there and I can go in a room and my wife doesn't hear me if I have the TV blasted loud or music or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got a little
space.
Yeah.
You need a respite. You need something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, man. I love it. It's funny. Guys come out here to do the show.
Oh, yeah. It blows their minds.
And they're just like...
It's like a little oasis.
They're like, holy shit. I swear. And I was the same. I lived in the city for 12 years or something.
Yeah.
And then you come out and you're like, there's trees and grass and open space. You forget when you live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's so... You're so jammed in there that you just get used to it, you know? And our perception is spatial. That's why, like, when they take a scaffolding down from a building, you... you don't know where you are.
Right.
Like, am I in the wrong block?
Yeah.
Because that's how you perceive things, is because of that space. I remember that happening to me, and I read about it. But I love having a house. Although sometimes, you know, sometimes you buy a house and you're like, is there someone still living here?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Yes.
Have you ever had a haunted house kind of experience?
Well, so, okay, yeah. So, first of all, I don't believe in ghosts at all.
Right.
But everyone in my family does. Like, but
everyone
like
but
hardcore
you.
Believes. Uh-huh. Like my mom, my dad, my stepmom, my sisters, they've all feel like they're haunted on the regular.
Wow.
They
but
all
this
have
is at the houses they, that they live in.
Yeah, they all have multiple stories. I mock them endlessly because the stories are ridiculous. But so I have never encountered this. But
like what's one of their stories?
Okay, so this happens to them. Apparently, it's happened to them like a half a dozen times. And I just don't believe it, but I don't, they're not lying to me, but they'll come home. So my dad and stepmom and my sister, who doesn't live with them now, used to live with them. They right. would come home. And they said that every single cabinet and drawer in the home was open. Huh. Every single one. So my Whoa. Dad called me one day and he's like, we just walked in the house. I didn't hear my stepmom screaming. And my sis, they were screaming and they were like, my dad's flipping out. He's like, every single. And then my sister.
That's fucking freaky.
That was in the kitchen. And then my sister went upstairs to her bedroom, which was locked, opened the door, and all her drawers were open. Right,
holy
so
shit.
I'm like, guys, maybe there was an earthquake and like everything shimmied open. I don't know, but they're like, no, you don't understand. And my dad says sometimes like the dog, like they have a dog, and like you know how like a dog like reacts kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah,
if they, like, I don't know, I've seen it in like the movies,
right?
Like poltergeist. Yeah, like something's in the air or whatever.
I have a friend whose dog would do that in his house that he grew up in. It would always, the dog would at a certain time act as though there was someone in this one area of their house, even though there was nobody there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you believe it's possible? Or
I have no idea, really. I'm sort of like,
there's really no way of knowing.
It's been weird shit that's happened that I can't figure out.
But
same. I'm the same. I would say no, absolutely not.
Me too, but you know what?
Until I bought this house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you feel it here?
Yeah. There's definitely some. There's been some action in this house for sure.
Some action. I like that. There's been some action. Yeah.
But I never had all the drawers and cabinets open. That's like some Sixth Sense kind of shit. That's
so when
freaky.
you say action, give me an example. Like what is it? Something that hasn't freaked you out enough to want to move?
No, I see, that's the weird part about me, is I do believe now.
Okay.
But I'm not going to leave, and I'm not. And
just get along with it.
You just have a roommate.
I don't I don't feel scared by it.
Okay.
I feel like it makes my heart go when some kind of shit happens, but not to the point that I'm going to be like, oh my God. I don't feel like I'm in danger.
Okay.
You know, I'll talk to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes, once in a while, I'll get drunk and be like, get the fuck out of my house. I live here now, not you. Get the fuck out.
It's almost like a reassurance thing to yourself. Like, yeah, hey, totally. I know you're here and it's not a big deal to me. So,
but here's what happens. Here's what happens here. Just the scratching the surface. There's more. But, you know, like any house, floors creak.
Yeah.
There's noises. You can hear. So if you're down here in the basement, you can hear if somebody walks across the floor upstairs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right? And I know what it sounds like. If somebody is in my kitchen and walks into the living room,
right?
I know what that sounds like.
Right.
On several occasions, I've been in the room next to us, which is my office. There's nothing in it right now, but that's where I've spent a lot of time usually because I'm refinishing it right now. Normally, it would be my desk and everything would be in there. So I'd be in there working, and I would hear when my girlfriend or if my parents are visiting or my kids when they're here, somebody walked through the room and went into the living room, I would know that sound, you know?
Sure.
On multiple occasions, I have heard that sound and then gone, oh, she's here. I gotta go ask her about whatever. And then I go upstairs and I'm like, babe? I'm like, she's not here. Where is she? And then I go and I look out in the back. She's all the way down. in the back.
And you
of
legitimately
that
heard. You and heard the whole trail of the.
I knew.
Not like not a noise. You heard the walking.
I heard the walking. Yeah. I heard all the noises that I know.
Right.
Are the sound of somebody walking across the floor.
Right.
And then I go up and she's, you know, 60 yards away and down in the back corner pulling weeds. You know, I'm like.
Right. And then
I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then you just shrug it off.
I go.
What can you do, really? Right?
There's nothing to be done.
Right.
except be like.
Just go outside and just stick that for sale sign right in the lawn.
No way, man. No, I put too much work into this house.
It's too nice, this place.
This is my house now.
Yeah. Well, they say.
But I'll say out loud, I'm like, okay. All right.
You do that stuff, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
You're good, man.
You know, it's so funny because I don't believe, and I'm wondering now that we're talking out loud.
Never believed either, but yeah. now I have a hard time denying it.
I don't believe, but if something happens, I'm scared as shit,
yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense because I think I tell myself I don't believe just to, because I don't believe right now, yeah. Right? But like, it doesn't matter because if I'm home alone or in a place unfamiliar and it's dark or whatever, I'm scared. Why am I scared? Something inside me must believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, some part of you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so funny because my stepmom will be like, it happened again, right? And I'm like, I'm telling you. Because everyone's stories seem to be the same.
Yeah.
Everyone, like throughout, talk to anyone ever. It's like, I heard footsteps. My picture frame was crooked. My drawer was open. But no one ever comes into contact with it. It's,
right.
It's usually never.
These ghosts need some new tricks, yeah, too. No, come on. Let's step up the game.
Yeah, but, well, listen, why don't they ever see the cabinets getting open?
Yeah.
Right? No one ever. They'll just tell you, I came home and the cabinets are open, but they'll never see them open.
The drawers sliding out. Then you're going
to
believe.
Right? Yeah. So I talked to my stepmom. I'm like, come on, you can't believe this. And she goes like this. She goes, this is dead serious. She says, I know that this is haunted. And she's like, I have proof. So I was like, what's your proof? And she says to me, every few months, $40 is missing from my purse. And she goes, your father's not taking it. I talked to him. I know he's not.
Is there a teenager in the house?
No, there's not, but I laugh so hard because it's like, that's so funny. Like, the ghost has payments to make.
Yeah.
It's not even once. It's every few months. She said it's recurring. That's why she knows it's real. It's recurring. So I'm like, so mom, like, if you come into the living room at the exact right time, you think you'll see like two 20s floating right. by. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
It's just so funny that
the ghost
like,
needs money.
Yeah, and it's
for
the
something.
Same denomination. Like, it's just so that's funny to me. But she swears that $40 it goes missing.
And it's just the two of them living there?
Just the two. And I know my dad is definitely not my dad, but it is funny that, like, she's definitely misplacing $40. Yeah. Like, one of my friends had a joke. He's like,
she's been, like, hiding it away for savings and forgetting.
Yeah, my friend's like, yeah,
she's
tell
got
it.
10 grand in the wall somewhere. Right. And she forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah, like, the ghost name is Alzheimer. But, so I make fun of them, and then, but I am a huge puss, like, if I'm scared and stuff. So I live alone, and I actually had my first real serious encounter, like, a couple of years ago.
Shit, okay.
And it scared the shit out of me. I still don't, okay, so here's the thing, so.
In Staten Island?
You still don't want to believe.
Yeah. So where I live right now, I've been there 7 years, and, the woman who used to live there passed away.
Right.
I think she lived downstairs. I live upstairs. But I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But when I first moved in, and this never happened before, and it was my same television that I had. So I moved in 2010, and I had this television since 2001. So I had it for 9 years. There was never anything wrong with the television. I moved into this place, and then every single night, and this isn't the main encounter. This is
okay.
Something I shrug off. That maybe it's faulty wiring or something. But every single night I go to bed, the TV's off, and when I wake up, the TV's on. I checked all the settings, the timers. It's not anything timed, and it just every morning when I wake up, I hear the television, and I walk
Holy
in,
shit.
And the TV's on.
This still happens now.
No, it stopped for a while. It happened for, like, I'm not kidding, almost every night for 6 months.
Wow, man.
And then it stopped for years. And then about a year ago, it started up again for a few weeks. And I would go and shut it. And then, you know, and it happened every night. Then one time I would get up, I would walk and shut it. And I would go, like, I'm up now. It's the daytime. I'm like, all right, the TV's on again. I just got used to it. So I'd walk in, I shut it, and I go like into the bathroom to brush my teeth, whatever. Turn back on.
You come back out and it's on.
Twilight Zone marathon.
I hear it turn back on, like right after I shut it off. And I mean,
is it a push button? Like,
No. Well, it's like, you know, but I would turn it off on the TV, and I one day I walked into it and I went to and it came back on, and I was like, come on, like. It happened in front of me. You know, like I just said, it never happened in front of
you. You did see it happen.
So I walked back in, and I shut it off, and I stood there. And about 1 minute later, it came back on as I was just standing in front of it on its own.
Oh, man.
But that, to me, wasn't like anything that spooked me too much.
It's electronics.
Yes.
You're like, it could be.
I could pass it off on
glitch.
Yeah, but
still, that would freak you out, though.
It was a little bit, but then I was like, if that's the worst that's going to happen, then I could deal with it. But I really believed, so the way I reasoned it was that during the move, something in the wiring was a little faulty, maybe short circuits, and maybe it comes on.
It just comes on.
Why it did it every single night for 6 months and then never again, I don't know. But then one night, so this is my
this is the big
only
one.
Real ghost encounter of my life, and it was pretty substantial. So I live alone. I'm sleeping. Now, every night, I don't know if you guys do this, but like if I take a shower, I close the bathroom door and lock it when I take a shower. I did it my whole life.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like when I'm in the shower and I'm home, I close the door. I don't know why. You don't close the door at all?
Mm-mm.
So I close the door and lock it.
I do if my wife's around, because then she's going to tell me to do something, hurry up in the shower. Yeah. So I just close. Yeah.
Well, there's that reasoning, which I completely understand.
I do
understand.
That when I'm taking a shit.
Yeah. No, I get that, but I just
hide
do
a little
it.
Bit in there.
Yeah.
But the shower, I close the shower.
No, when I take I don't close it when I take a shit. But
no one's going to bother you then.
I live alone, but I think I do it just in case, I don't know, like maybe someone breaks into the house while I'm in the shower.
Right.
I don't know. And then I'm fucked,
then
right?
You're because, very vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm very vulnerable.
It's like wearing sandals in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the same exact
boots
thing.
On.
But yeah,
what if you have to defend yourself?
Yeah, but why not have the extra layer of protection? It doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, I have it. So if anyone comes in, door's closed, maybe they hear it, they leave, maybe I don't know.
You
I don't
got a
know.
Chance to grab a towel and defend yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I pick up maybe a pair of like, you know, scissors or something. I don't know, but I
always see those movies where they come and get the guy, he's naked in the shower. They don't, you know, you're coming with us down to the station.
Yeah. He's very vulnerable in the shower.
You can't fight off anyone when you lather up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I give myself a fighting
Prel
chance.
In your eye.
Prel. Do they still make Prel? Do they make Prel?
I don't think so.
I'll bet it's still out there.
I have not seen Prel.
Prel.
Pert.
Pert.
Pert Plus.
Irish Spring.
An herbal...
Herbal Essence is the jam right now. Pert Plus is great because it's shampoo and conditioner in one.
Yeah,
that's nice.
You know, and I don't have a lot of time, so.
I hear that. That's right there.
But so when I go to bed at night, every night, I close my bedroom door and I lock it. It's a flimsy little lock, but that's how I sleep.
But a lock, yeah.
So one night, I'm laying down watching television in my room. The TV's on, lights off. And I'm laying there, and one way that I sleep is I actually always put the cover over my head. I just do that.
Cover your head?
Yeah. Because I blast the air.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I throw the cover over my head, but then
leave
the face
out.
That's
what I do.
Yeah.
It also keeps the noise out of your ears.
I need it. Sometimes I actually put two pillows.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do it every night.
Yeah.
I put two pillows.
Sometimes
I have a
every
real
time
heavy
I go
pillow.
To sleep.
Yeah.
And it just blocks everything out. And I learned to, I do it. I can't even do it and sleep without now. It's tough.
I do it during, if I'm going to take a nap during the day, I always sandwich my head with pillows so the light's out. And then the noise is out, but I'm still kind of anyway. It's not great if someone's breaking and then they just fucking put a gun to the pillow and you're done.
But it's perfectly silent.
Funny, everybody thinking about that kind of thing when they're going to bed. So you lock the door when you're taking a shower.
Yes.
And now but now you're in bed.
But I'm in bed, but I lock my door every single
night. And you lock that door, right?
Yeah, and I lock, you know, everything's locked up, right? So I'm laying there and I'm watching TV. And then I'm just like kind of just laying there, and the blanket's over my head. I'm up, 100% awake.
Yeah,
and I hear someone talking in like outside my door, like in my living room or whatever.
Yeah.
I hear someone talking, but it's
sorry
like
sorry about that noise.
No,
hang on, just one second.
Sometimes the haunted phone goes off when you're having,
I gotta just, this is, my kids are trying to call me. I gotta tell them that I can't.
No problem, no problem.
Talk, or they will keep trying
we'll
to
edit
call.
That out.
Sorry, Sal, yeah.
Oh, you don't have to.
We'll edit the, you know.
Keep it in. It's a big deal. Why make extra work for yourself?
But
I've done podcasts where I literally go into the door. Come back.
We had Corey Ellie on here, and he was calling in from some hotel room. He's smoking weed, drinking, and pissing in the toilet. You hear the peeing in the toilet. And we're like, dude,
are you taking a piss right now?
He's like, bro. Ah.
He's like, yeah. All right, so go ahead. Sorry about that.
No. So I hear someone talking, and it didn't really bother me. What I thought was, and I don't know why they would do this, but I thought maybe like someone, like my mom or something, like she comes by a lot and stuff. It was late at night, but I just thought.
So you're laying in bed.
I just thought, oh, someone in my family, because my dad has a key to my place, my mom has a key to my place, my sister has a key to my place, and I heard.
God,
so my
damn it.
So my first instinct.
Sal, I'm very sorry.
No, it's okay.
I don't even know how it's still coming through. I turned
what
off
is?
The fucking.
I didn't even hear it.
Sorry.
You're high tech. You run your phone through your computer. I don't even know how to do that.
This dude does all this shit that you say he does. I don't know how to do any of it.
Like, legit, I wouldn't have know the first. I don't even know what you're doing right now. You're talking on the phone through your computer?
Yeah. I have it set up so people can call in.
This is
the
command
record
center.
It all.
Got it.
Which is great, except that it all comes in.
Oh, that's amazing. So, like you said, like,
so
people call in, and you do the podcast right here, and he'd just be right in, right to the computer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're pretty tech savvy.
Thanks, bro. I'm sorry that I'm not tech savvy enough to keep this from fucking up our recording right now.
Well, we edit that out and then we'll, you know.
Don't worry about it, guys.
I know where we left off, so I'll feed
this. Yeah. All right, so let's pick it up again.
So you got your head.
Okay.
You got your head under the blanket.
Yeah.
Pillows on the sides of your head.
Yeah, right. Pillows on the side, head over my head. But I'm up. And I'm looking like. There's a little, like, you know, there's a little hole in the blanket where I could look straight ahead, but I'm laying down. I was just watching television, and I heard a voice from the living room. It was a prominent voice, though. It wasn't my TV, because I had actually lowered the TV so low. Like, it was like almost like you couldn't even hear it. And I heard a legit voice coming from the living room. So my first
Did you understand what it was saying?
No, but it was a very just regular tone.
Right.
Like, you could hear the tone. It was like just like we're having a conversation. It was almost like, and my first instinct's not to think, oh my God, that's a ghost talking to me, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I thought it was, like I said, my mom, my dad, and my sisters, they have a key to my place just in case. So I thought maybe one of them stopped in and was just like, hey, Sal, you up or whatever. Like, you know, that's not what they said. I didn't hear what they said, but I just figured, okay, it's probably someone. So I just was like, I stayed there and I listened again. And then I heard my door open, and I was a little like confused because they weren't talking anymore, but it was a matter of 2 seconds. Like, I heard the voice and I was like, was that anyone? And then I heard the door, and then 1 second later, so I'm laying down, right? So I lay down and I'm on my arm like this. Like, so my arm is underneath the pillow.
Right.
So my hand is out of the blanket. That's right. The only part of my body that's out of the blanket, because it was like I'm laying on it. And so it's out of the blanket hanging out. And I literally feel somebody, like I just sense it, someone walk up to the bed. Right. And now I'm like, okay, this is no one I know. So my belief now was that someone broke into the house. So it was an intruder or whatever. And because I heard them talk, I heard the door, and then I heard them walk up, and then literally someone grabbed my hand.
Holy shit.
And held it and squeezed it.
Squeezed it?
Squeezed it. Like put
like
pressure
hard
on it.
Or?
Like this.
Wow.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, my hand
you can
is
feel
being
that.
Held.
Imagine that.
And squeezed. Not squeezed like to pain, but like held it and put pressure on it.
Lets you know you're there.
Let me know they're there.
While you're laying in your bed.
I'm laying in my bed. I'm awake. So now, this is what's going through my head. So I'm like, all right, so this person is, so first I go, wait, am I awake?
Yeah, that's
it. Or am I dreaming?
I'm just, 100% still. I'm like, am I awake? And I'm like literally looking around like, I'm awake. I'm in my head. I'm like, I'm fucking awake right now. I'm not sleeping at all.
You know the difference.
I'm wide awake.
And you could right? still feel their hand grabbing on
it. No, it was just, it stayed.
Holy
and then
shit,
I said, okay,
man.
So this is what happened. Someone broke into my house. They walked in. They walked into my room. And now they're checking to see if I'm sleeping or whatever. They're hovering above me. This is all happening within 30 seconds. That's, my mind's racing. I'm like, they're standing right above me right now. I have no options. My only option is to jump up and fight this person. This is my only, it's the only option.
If a hand squeezer.
Yeah, because I could stay like I'm sleeping, but I felt really vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and then you start course. Thinking of like horror movies and stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, if this person like holding a machete, they're about to hack me and I'm not even going to move.
Yeah.
My
or
best thing
is
to fight.
Just going to lay there until you die.
Right? So I'm like,
holy shit.
I was so still. I'm like, so they think I'm sleeping. So I have a little bit of an advantage.
You can pop up.
I can pop up.
Blanket. Boom.
Right? They're still holding my hand, squeezing it. And I'm like, all right, so these are my only options. This, again, this all happened very quick, but I go, I'm going to, on the count of three, lunge up.
Yeah,
and fight for my life. I literally was ready to fight for my life. That's what I, because that's what's happening, right? This is the person who broke into my house that's hovering above me. So, and if they, I'm thinking in my head, if they have the balls
to squeeze your hand,
squeeze my hand, this person is, I don't know what this person is.
They probably got something in the other hand.
Right? I don't know what's going on. So I'm just like,
Jesus, man.
And I literally almost didn't even have enough time to be like, I just was like, I have to move now. It was like fight or flight. I'm like, I have to jump up. I'm doing it on three. And I remember like, I'll run to the kitchen. I'll get a knife, whatever. And I just took a real slow, deep breath to not let them know. And I was like, one, two, three. And I fucking jumped up, swung the blanket off, and I just screamed. And I was like ready. And there was fucking no one there. And my door was closed, locked still.
Holy shit.
You know? And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I can't, like, I was like, really, like, that is crazy because I am awake. I know what I felt. Someone just squeezed my hand and I, like, it was just too real. And ever Ooh. Since then, like, I was like, oh, I don't want to believe in anything, but I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it all, but I have now under my bed a knife and a fucking bat.
Oh, I have all kinds of
right
shit in my bed.
And it's right under my bed, so all I need to do is literally reach right
Sleep
under.
Sleep with some gloves,
It's
too.
Like a Rambo knife.
Yeah.
It's like one of those big hunting Rambo knives and a fucking Dude, bat.
That's not a and bad idea anyway. I always like want to have a something close
well,
by.
I got weapons stashed all over the house.
Yeah, that's so
I mean, if I had kids, maybe I wouldn't, but I don't. So they're all
right,
over
Right,
the
so
house.
There's like one in every room. Yeah. Like, that's actually a really good plan.
Dude, I got them in places, well, I shouldn't announce it on the fucking radio, but like, you know, where they're like, oh, go take us to your money. Oh, it's in my underwear drawer where I keep my fucking machete.
Oh, you really thought it out?
I got spots, dude. I got spots.
Good.
You know,
so I'm gonna do that now. Do you mind if I take that? take that life hack.
That's open source material.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So there's no one there.
There's no one there.
You're in your underwear.
I walked through the
you're
whole
standing
house,
standing up.
And it couldn't have been like you know when your leg falls asleep or your arm falls asleep. That weird sensation of
no,
like, that's
no, because
so
the sequence
than,
of events.
Sensation of someone grabbing
and
your
you heard
hand.
The walking.
I heard
and
the
then,
talking. I heard the door. I heard the walking, and then the my hand got squeezed.
Jesus.
I went to college with a girl who grew up in this big old house in southern Jersey that was part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh.
And she would swear that house was haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where's that coming from? She said the same thing happened every night at the same time. She would be in her bed around 10 o'clock. She'd be laying in her bed on the second or third floor of this big old Victorian house, and she would hear footsteps coming up the stairs and coming all the way. She could hear them. It was an old, creaky old house. She could hear them walking up the steps, slowly, no hurry. We'd get to the top of the steps. Her fucking door would open, and it's dark. But she hears it all.
Oh, shit.
And then she would hear the footsteps coming closer.
Yeah.
And as they got close enough to her bed, she would hear what she eventually figured out was the sound of someone pulling out an old-fashioned, like a stopwatch that you would have on a chain. You know, the guys used to wear like a, sure. You'd wear a suit and you'd have a little watch in the pocket.
Pocket watch, yeah. You'd
pull that pocket Doc watch Holiday. Out and she'd hear the chain shifting and she'd hear it flip open and then she would hear the of the thing
right,
for the same amount of time every night and then it would shut and then the steps would go back through the door and down the steps and she would have to fucking just deal with that and try to go to sleep after
that
every
happen.
Night.
No, see, because if that what happened to me happened one more time.
It happened
a second time. I'm done. I'm done. And I don't believe, but if that's going to happen, I'm not. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, both of those are crazy.
What's weird is like I joke with my parents. I'm like, well, you know, like you're leaving the cabinet open and forgetting because you never see it happen. But this was weird because like it happened to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like I came home and it was like, you know, whatever, but. But I said, like, okay, if that happens again, like, there's no reason for me to be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never had, like, bad ghost experiences like that, but I've definitely felt some kind of presence. Like, when we bought our house out in Long Island, and we looked at it. My wife loved it because it was a perfect mix of the house I grew up in, my parents' house, and her grandmother's house, which was her favorite place.
Oh,
and
cool!
So
that
it was like
awesome.
The perfect. Yeah. I just stumbled on this area, like looking for an old car. I stumbled on this area. I went out there to get this old car, and I was like, God damn, this area is great. I love it here. And then so we started going out there on vacation. To this like little motel called the Silver Sands, which looks like it has not changed over time at all.
Yeah.
It has not changed. It's like the 50s or the 40s or the 50s. It's really cool. So then we're like, we're gonna buy some because for the price of a studio apartment in Manhattan, you could buy a house out there.
Yeah.
Less.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're looking. My wife falls in love with this house, and it's the perfect melding of our families, you know, and our their aesthetics, you know, the way I grew up,
love it,
you know, and it's like got old wood floors. It hasn't, it's like old. I just it's that whole, and then it's a little bit modernized, like with her family or whatever. So
sounds awesome.
But then this house had been sitting on the market, and it belonged to these two old ladies, which we found out were lesbians, like we were that lived together, but they didn't say it in the town. They were everybody like, those are the sisters.
They're the friends.
They're
special
like,
friends.
These two old ladies, you know, and they in each room had a different. The lady had the main lady had a real sort of specific. Kind of look like she hand painted these little flowers and then stuff on the furniture. It was like nothing really went together, but it totally did. And it was just really, it was a unique place. So we went through it. We saw this thing had been sitting on the market forever. So my wife's like, all right, I love this place. We're going to do it. And I was a little on the fence. I'm like, it's a little almost too much like where I grew up, which I try to get away from.
Right.
You know, but as I get older, I'm like, I kind of fucking like the way I grew up.
Right.
So
where are you from originally?
Originally D.C.
Oh.
Originally D.C. It's a nickname, but so.
His full name is District of Columbia.
So D.C. is your nickname because you're from D.C.?
Yes.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. Long story behind that.
Okay.
But
I've made that joke like four times.
Yeah,
it's a good
you
one.
And Donnell Rawlings. Donnell Rawlings just, and Gary Goldman,
Ashy
they all
Larry.
Call me District fucking Columbia.
That's so funny.
District of Columbia, how are you? So long story short... We put in an offer for the house, which has been sitting, and nobody's wanted it for a variety of reasons. I think it was, I don't know what it was. And the day we make an offer, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, some rich dude from Manhattan comes in, decides he likes it, and it's like, it's going to pay cash.
Oh.
It's going to pay all cash. So our offer is blown out. So we do like a little bidding war, and then we're out of our, we can't do it.
That's terrible.
We can't do it, right? So... this guy's going to get it. But at the time, I grew up in one of these houses. So I knew some shit about it that this guy had, you know, he had an apartment in the city, like a big fucking apartment. But he'd never really had a house or bought a house or whatever. So there was some termite damage in some of the beams at the bottom. And I was like, you know, when I looked, I'm like, it's not active. It's an old wood house. that shit happens or whatever. But and my wife is devastated. She wanted this house up. I was like, hold
on. You have to somehow relay to him this termites, right?
Well, I'm like, look, this isn't over till it's over. Just wait. Deals fall apart all the time. It isn't over till it's over.
True.
And that's exactly what happened. The dude saw the termite. Some inspector was like, there's termite damage. All them fucking houses have some kind of termite damage.
Right.
This guy flipped out, whatever. We came back in. We got it. But the vibe, there is a vibe from those two old ladies in there. There is this, it was almost like it was meant, you know, to happen because we fucking loved it so much.
Yeah.
We loved it. And every time I leave that house, like I go back to the city or whatever, I always tell that house I love it. I'm like, I love you, house.
Oh, that's
I'm
awesome.
Gonna miss you.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's like a ghost story or whatever, but it's just, there's a vibe in there. There's a presence of these, of what was before. And we kept it the way it was. We changed a couple of paint things. I mean, I don't want a room full of fucking daisies on the wall, you know, or whatever. But
you feel like they're.
And that's your place
right
now.
There. Yeah, yeah.
And you
feel like those
good.
Two ladies are there.
I feel like there's this.
They're not their spirit, but their literal spirit, but their spirit is there.
There's a. It's like you. There.
It's not just a smell, is it?
Yeah, that's called mothballs.
Well, the reason I say it is there's another a guy I met out there, and something similar happened to him where he was going to put in a bid on this house or whatever, and they're he's with his girlfriend. They're driving on the LIE, and this Porsche goes right past and cuts them off. They get out there. Of course, that's some guy with his architect. Like, yeah, we're going to take this out. We're going to fucking do this. And the owner's there. And the owner is taking the Porsche guy around, and the Porsche guy is talking about he's going to gut this and gut that. And part of the house was a big dancing room where the town would come and they would dance in this room.
That's
and the guy's
cool.
Like, I'm going to knock this out and make it into a fucking, you know, sauna with this and that.
I'm going to put a Starbucks in here.
So the owner comes over and he's like, what do you think about that dancing room? He's like, man, I love it. I would keep that. And he's like, this dude ain't getting the house. You get in the house. So it's like that. I felt like the ladies had.
And they had some say in it.
Yeah, I felt like something, man. I felt like something pushed it our way. So. Yeah, it's, I don't know
that's
how haunted
awesome.
It is. No one grabbed my hand in the middle of the night. That has not
that's
happened.
Fucking scary shit, dude.
That's scary.
Did you ever work?
You wake up with a daisy painted on you.
Did either of you guys ever work the, I think it's San Jose Improv?
I haven't been there.
I haven't worked there.
It's an improv, but it's in an old theater.
Oh, that's cool.
There was a fire
it's
there.
It's a brick wall, right? Brick wall in the back?
Yeah.
Because my nephew lives in San Jose, and he started to do comedy, and he did a couple shows there.
It's funny. There's a couple of things at San Jose that could relate to this conversation. One of them is the club. The story is that club is haunted.
I've heard that about that place.
I don't know how long ago, 100 years ago, there was a fire, and a bunch of people were killed in the theater before it was rebuilt and then later became the club. So I'm doing a weekend there, and I bring Brian Scalero to feature for me, and it's a funny weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, he gets heckled by some guy, and then the guy gets thrown out, and then Brian just starts eating his wings that are left.
That's great.
That
that's
are
great.
Left on the table.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
man.
Then the guy gets back in somehow. He comes back and Brian's up there eating his wings. It's fucking hilarious. The guy just kept yelling Ben Bailey during Brian's set.
Oh, wow.
And they finally threw him out. But so Brian and I hear the guys that work there are telling us, you know, the legend of the club being haunted. And there's one guy who was a manager or something there who went through a period where he didn't have an apartment. He had nowhere to live, so he would live at the theater. And he would sleep in the green room. And this is what reminded me of it, was your story with the guy coming up, somebody grabbing your hand. Yeah. This guy swears up and down, and he told me, personally, there's no, you know, he told this guy who then told this guy who then told me, this guy told me who actually experienced it. And it's a weird story. It's so weird that I'm like, he's not making it up.
Right.
He was laying on the couch, and he started to fall asleep, but then he heard somebody out in the hallway. When the whole place is locked, he went and locked the entire building down, as he has to at the end of every night. Instead of leaving, as he would normally do, he stays inside. So now he's locked in the building. He goes upstairs to the green room, he lays down on the couch. He's just laying there. It's just quiet. And then he hears somebody walking in a hallway. And he's just laying there in the dark with his eyes open, hoping to see something, but it's fucking dark. And then somebody just comes up and touches his face. A finger just touches his mouth. And he just goes,
with these ghosts.
He said he just screamed.
Oh my God.
And that was it, right? So, and I could tell that he's not making it up. Like, when he's telling me the story, he's freaked out about it. Same way you just were when you're telling me. Yeah. I know that really happened to you. So he's telling me and Brian this story, and Brian is like, oh, I love this stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, what you want to do, and apparently Brian is like into this stuff to the point that he's like learned what you're supposed to do.
Really?
And he goes, you don't want to alarm them. You don't want to yell at them. He goes, you want to make them feel like it's okay to be there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Right.
And I go, so I say to the guys, where's the place that there's most often been, you know, things that made people happenings. Think the place was haunted, happenings. Yeah. And they said, oh, in the balcony bar, that's where the people were trapped and couldn't get out. And we said, okay. So it's like 1 a.m. We've been in there drinking. Shows are long over. There's nobody around. Brian and I are like, let's go into the balcony bar and have another drink and sit in there and see if something happens. So we go in there and we sit at the bar and we're drinking beers and we're telling ghost stories. And finally, nothing's happening. So we're like, let's just sit quietly for a while. Don't say anything. Let's just sit quietly. And we're sitting there and like, 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. All of a sudden, it just gets fucking like 5 degrees colder in the room that we're sitting in. And we both just kind of look at each other. Hair on my neck is up. And Brian just starts talking. He's like, okay, it feels like you're here now. He's like, that's totally okay. He goes,
if he's like Long Island medium.
Yeah, totally. He goes, if you are here, you know, do something to let us know. Show us somehow. And then we just sit. Nothing. He says the same thing again 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, I'm ready to be like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. And he goes, finally, Brian just taps on the bar.
Stop. No way. Stop
it. I swear to God.
Come on.
I swear to God. I didn't do it. He didn't do it. I could see his fucking hands. We hear a knock.
Oh, come on, man.
We can't tell where it came from. And we were just like,
come on. Oh, come on.
That would have been me. Oh, man.
Oh,
we heard
man.
It. He would remember if you ask him. He'll be like, oh yeah.
About that.
But so here's the other, and that was creepy as shit, but fun and
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing about San Jose is there's a place there, which I may have talked about this place. It's called the Winchester Mystery House. Did I tell the story on the
Henley
show?
I think Henley talked about it. It's interesting.
It's just really interesting, and it fits into this. The woman who was heir to the Winchester Rifle Company fortune, which was originally in Ohio, believed that she was being haunted by the ghosts of people who were killed with the rifles. So she went fucking crazy. Right. And moved to San Jose and continuously added on to her house in an effort to thwart the spirits.
Oh,
so you
my
go on
God,
a tour
of all these extensions.
If you're ever in San Jose, next time you go, you have family there
I'm
or whatever.
I'm actually going to be there in December.
You should go.
I just booked it.
Go check out the Winchester Mystery House. It's fucking cool, man.
Oh, I'm definitely
It's like a maze.
That.
She had a crew working on it for years. She had unlimited
Is
money.
Is this like a now museum or whatever?
It's a museum now, yeah. It's pretty
cool. Okay, I'm
going to
definitely
cool.
check that out.
I know, I've talked about it before, so I won't go into that again, but that's worth checking out if you're in San Jose. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest house.
That's
There's like 100 rooms.
It's like a weird logic.
Stairways that go to nothing.
It's really?
Doors that don't open.
Just to confuse
To confuse the ghosts. And you get to the middle,
that's
the room that she lived in this tiny little room in the middle of it.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
No, it's cool. It's worth checking out. And by the way, that was the story. We went and ate. I had a Johnny Rockets platinum card that I got for playing in a celebrity golf tournament. Yeah, I could eat as much as I wanted with as many people as I wanted for a whole year.
Oh my God.
Brian and I went to Johnny Rockets and ate until we could hardly move. And then we went and farted in every room of the mystery house.
That'll scare off the ghost.
Yeah.
Wait, so she believes.
Don't hold my hand, pull my finger.
She believed the ghost followed her from Ohio to San Jose.
Yeah.
Like the ghost booked passage. And I mean,
she thought the same ghost followed her across the country. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
okay,
there's thousands of people that were killed by the rifles for sure. Yeah.
Okay. But the logic there doesn't make sense, right? Because she thinks that she went from Ohio to San Jose, the ghost followed her.
Yeah.
And then she thinks adding a pantry.
It's confused. She, the ghost,
he went across the country.
Yeah.
You know, she's
like, you're going to find it. You're going to find the living room.
An extra door is going to be like, he's going to get all the way there from Ohio, and then the staircase is going to be like, ah, Jesus Christ, where'd she go? You believe this, bitch? Yeah. I followed her all the way from Ohio, and now there's this extra door.
What am I
going to
do?
That's hilarious, man. You're so right. But so, okay, on the subject, back to this house that we're in right now,
yeah,
where I currently live. I have a band that I play with in this very room, and on many nights, we sit in here and we play music until 4 or 5 in the morning. Get a little drunk, we get a little stoned, whatever. We're out there. One night we're playing, and I got a couple of guys in my band. They're really talented guys. My drummer's amazing drummer. Bass player's really good. And one of our favorite things to do is I'll just make something up. And then we'll just sort of take turns taking the lead, and then we'll change it up, and we'll just jam for 20 minutes. And just
that's so much fun. I wish
it's
I could
so
do that.
Fun, dude. I wish and I could we just that. Get lost in it.
Yeah.
Like, literally get lost in it.
Right.
Like, our eyes are closed.
Right.
We're off in a different world, but we're all there together because we're playing music together.
Sure.
One night, we're in here, and we're playing. We play for 20 minutes, whatever. It's a huge jam. It's awesome. It's one of our best we've ever done. And we're sitting there afterwards, and my drummer goes, this might sound weird, but have you ever had any moments where you thought maybe your house was haunted? And I'm like, yeah. Why? He goes, I don't know what was going on while we were playing. He goes, but I had my eyes closed and I was lost in the music, and there was this woman here. This red-haired woman was here with us asking me for our help. And I was just like,
when?
I'm like, really? Like, he's like, yeah, I can't explain it really, but she was here with us. I'm like, holy shit, dude. What the fuck? So then I started telling him, there's other things that have happened here. Like, not just the people walking, hearing someone walk. And by the way, my parents come and stay here a couple times a year for a couple of weeks each time.
Yeah.
And I started to ask them one night. I said, look, I've had these moments here at the house where I felt like, and my mom goes, oh, you mean the footsteps?
Oh, wow.
She goes, we've both heard them. We've both thought that you guys were here and you were gone.
Same thing happened to her?
Same thing happened to my parents while they were here.
That's consistent.
So the craziest one, there's another one where I used to have this attic space, which is now finished.
Have you looked up all the old owners of the house?
I was going to say,
no, I haven't.
Red-headed woman.
I haven't.
I thought about that. You go to like
a town. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to go to the library and run the address in the microfiche.
Yeah, but you can probably do it on your computer.
Because you can't. I've tried. I haven't found anything that way. But date, you got to go look it up. I'm going to do it at some point.
Because it's like, it's
you guys
too
think there's
tempting.
A red-haired woman.
Yeah, it's
man.
Too tempting.
Yeah, who was like murdered here or something? Yeah. That's the part that scares me. Maybe I don't want to find out. But so, there's a couple other things. One of them, before I refinished the upstairs, a good part of it was attic, and I would use it for storage. And I had these drawers that you could actually see them. These plastic bins with that are drawers,
right,
stacked up in the attic. And if I got paid a good, like sometimes you do a club or a theater and the guy's like, you mind if I give you a bunch of cash? If I got paid with a bunch of cash, I would put it in one of those drawers.
Sure.
And I wouldn't tell anybody about it. I didn't tell my girlfriend. I didn't tell fucking anybody about it. I would just come home in the middle of the night, go in the attic, and I would put it in the one drawer under stuff.
Right.
And close the drawer.
Right.
So it'd be like, you know, fucking $5,000 or something.
Right.
I don't do that shit anymore. But for a while I did, and then I, before I took it to the bank. So I come in one night. I go in. I'm the only one here. I think she was home in Australia at the time. I come in. I open the drawer. I lift up the notebook. I put the cash under it. I put the notebook back. I close the drawer. I go in to the bedroom, go into the bathroom, wash my face. I'm getting ready for bed. I come out, fucking attic door is open. And I know I just closed it. I know for a fucking fact that I closed it.
Right.
And my heart just fucking jumps. I mean, it's been like a minute.
Yeah. Right.
I come out and the fucking door's open. I'm like, okay, calm down, dude.
Right.
It's a door. There's another attic on the other side. There's wind. It's vented. If the big wind hit, it could blow the fucking door open.
Right.
Which it could. Likely it would be open.
Probably never happened before.
It never happened before. Never happened since. But it could happen, you know?
Right.
I walk over. I look in the attic there. The fucking drawer is...
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
The fucking drawer is open.
Get out of here.
And the notebook is moved. And the money's sitting there. I could see the money. I covered it up with the fucking notebook. So am I fucking... I have goosebumps right now telling you guys this. So I'm like... That's I go, okay, okay. I say out loud, okay, that's cool. I go back over. I put the notebook back over the
You're
money.
Using the Scolaro method.
I put the notebook back. I can't remember which one happened first. I put the notebook back over the money. I shut the drawer. I go out. I close the door. I go back in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. I brush my teeth. Now I finish up. I come out. Fucking door is open again.
Oh, wait. So this is like, your house is haunted.
Yeah. I walk over, back over. The fucking drawer is open.
No.
The whole fucking thing again.
No. That's insane.
And that's why you put your money in the bank, right?
That's why I don't put the money in there anymore.
That's it. This must be the ghost that's going to my mom and taking up 40.
I said, okay. That's the same ghost. Yeah. I said, okay. Now I'm going to do something different. So I went back. I took the notebook. This time the notebook wasn't moved, but the drawer was open. And I felt like I didn't give him enough time to do it all.
Wow.
I went back. I picked up the notebook. I took the money out. Closed the drawer. Opened the drawer above it. Put the money in there. And then closed the drawer. And then I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. What am I doing?
Right.
What the fuck am I doing? This is all in my head. It's ridiculous. I took the money out of the top drawer. Put it back in the other drawer under the notebook again and closed it.
Okay.
I went in the bathroom. Now,
come on.
I'm expecting to look out and see the door open again.
Right.
It's not open.
Right.
I'm like, all right, whatever. Cool. It's over. It was crazy. It didn't even fucking happen. You know when you start questioning it?
Yeah.
I fucking go to bed. I get up the next day. I go in. I open a closet. The top drawer is open.
Oh.
The one that doesn't have the money in it.
Get out
but the
of
one
here.
That I put the money in for a second and then took it out.
Yeah.
That one's open. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Somebody's fucking with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was scary enough. The next thing that happened.
There's more.
There's more.
What?
Dude.
That's insane. That's enough for me to be like, I'm out.
My girlfriend and I are up in the old bedroom. It's all gone now. And I'm in a bathroom getting ready. And we would open the attic doors on either end sometimes to get the air to come through to cool it off up there. I'm in a bathroom, I'm washing up, whatever. I look over and I see that she's looking into the dark. When the attic door's open, you can't see shit. There's no light in there on the one end. And she just has this look on her face like she's just seen a fucking ghost. And I go, what's up, babe? Are you okay? And she goes, I just heard something in the attic. And I'm like, there's nothing in the attic. Trying to play it cool and keep her cool.
Right. Inside, so, you're like, there's nothing in the attic.
My fucking, my heart is pounding, right? But
yeah.
I face my fears sometimes to the point of foolishness in a lot of aspects of life. Yeah. This is no exception. I go, there's nothing in there. Don't worry about it. And I just walk right in there in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Straight into the darkness.
Wow.
And I go, there's nothing in here. And she goes, okay. She goes back in the bathroom. And then I hear this right next to my fucking head. I heard somebody fucking exhale.
You got it.
Like right next to my head. And I just was like,
right. Yeah.
My whole fucking body tensed up, and I walk back out into the bedroom, and she's like, "Everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, everything's cool."
Did you ever tell her this?
I've told her since.
Oh, you told her since? Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, my God. I've never been so scared in my fucking life.
See, but what do you do then after that? You just go make a sandwich? Like,
I
what
heard
do you
a sigh. That's exactly what I did. That's hilarious.
It's the only logical move.
I didn't know what to do, so I just went downstairs and made some food.
Oh, that's fucking
but it's so
funny,
weird. Man. It's like, man, how do you come back from that though?
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Well, that's around the time that, and remember earlier
that
I mentioned
very,
it.
That's a very active. Like that's a lot.
To me, that's like someone is unable to move on from whatever their life was here.
I'm and becoming that's a believer.
When months later or weeks later, I was here alone and heard noises, and I'm half drunk. And I'm chasing the noises down. I'm like, "You don't fucking live here anymore. This is my fucking house. Get the fuck out."
I'd love to see video of this. Of him home alone, just running around the house yelling.
Screaming at no one.
Yeah. The neighbors are like, "Oh, it's a crazy man."
Okay, so there's more.
Okay.
That's not
Oh,
really...
man, so you legitimately, I didn't know you had, like, you live with ghosts.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
Okay. There's more, though.
Well, there's it's.
We got to get her on the show.
There's not more. We got to get the ghost on the show.
If you're here.
Yeah, if you don't mind. That would be.
If you're here, say so. The TV comes on.
Right.
There's not more where I thought there was someone and something in the house, but there's more like just a feeling of there's something kind of out there. Like when I just did this whole project behind my house here, I just dug up. It used to be that if you went out into what's now my office, you had to climb up two steps and go through this tiny little door to get out to the back area that's under the deck. And I just recently dug out this huge area out there. And while I was digging there, I kept having these dreams that I found a fucking body.
Oh, shit.
In the hole where I was digging. I had it over and over. I didn't even tell my girlfriend about it because when I talk about this stuff with her now, she's like, "Oh, I didn't remember that," because she doesn't want to remember it. She doesn't want to think about
it. Yeah.
So I didn't find anything. At one point, I did find something, and I was like, "Oh, fuck, here we go." It was a garbage can.
Under the
dirt, 2 feet down. It's a fucking garbage can buried.
Wow.
I'm like, if there's fucking bones in this thing.
Right.
It's full of rocks. It was just a drainage thing. But
right.
I didn't find anything. But the point is that we redid the upstairs where most of this stuff happened, on the top floor. And the house has changed a lot. And I feel like whatever was here, whatever was going on before, is not here anymore.
Right. It's been, how long has it been, would you say, since your last anything at all? You haven't heard the footsteps either?
None of it.
Okay.
None of it. And it's honestly, it's since we refinished the upstairs because it's totally different. It used to be a little bedroom and a little bathroom that looked the same for
maybe Winchester lady was onto
years.
Something. Then. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like, and I'm, believe me, I was not a person who believed in this kind of shit.
Right.
But now I'm like, you know what? We changed the whole upstairs. It looks different. Maybe that was enough for whatever this was to be like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
This isn't where I live. How has someone changed my house without me knowing?
Right.
And then we haven't had anything since then.
Right.
So fucking weird, though, right?
It is. Wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. Yeah. Now we're going to step out the door like, no!
Yeah, after all this talk, though, tonight, like when I lay down tonight, I know I'll be hypersensitive about it.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, totally. Like, we'll be thinking about it.
You have some mittens on and just
like, yeah. That grabbing the hand shit, that, wow, man.
Yeah. It was the pressure that was the strangest thing. It was like squeezing
that's
the hands.
So weird.
Yeah.
So are you a believer or you're not a believer? You're kind of.
That's the only thing. I mean, I've heard everyone's story. That's the only thing that ever happened to me in my life, but I honestly can't explain it.
Yeah.
And I know that it happened. So, I'm just better off saying out loud that I don't believe in anything.
Right.
But honestly, the littlest thing, and I'm scared. You know what I mean? I'm like, I get freaked out.
I get scared, but I go right at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, let's figure this out. Yeah. What do you want? What do you need, man?
Right, because you never also, if you think about it, you never really hear a story where someone's like, yeah, I heard a ghost, and then I saw that ghost, and then the ghost, beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, something that's
like
never happened.
Or, no one's ever like, yeah, I got lifted into the air and thrown against my wall.
It's more like the ghost has some unresolved issues. You got to be a therapist with that. How does that make you feel? What's really going on? Yeah, what's really going
on? Let's work through this.
Yeah. I mean... So I guess I don't know what's the worst that can. There's really no damage done with all of it, I guess, right? It's just you're spooked, but it's like.
Scares you, but you never. I never felt like I was in danger.
Right.
You know, if there was an actual live person in the fucking house,
right.
That would be scary.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That would really
fucking. Those
stories.
I've heard those stories where people I had a friend that said that their son, I think it was, would go to bed, and at the foot of the bed there was a chair in the room, and that the son came to them and said, every night, not even scared, matter of fact, one day said, oh, well, the lady or whatever, and then they were like, what lady? And they're like, the lady that comes into my room and sits down with the hat. And she goes, and what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, she comes in every night and sits at the foot of my bed in the hat. And this is a child that didn't know any better and didn't know anything, and they knew about a person that they had a photo. They had a photo of a person that lived there with a lady in a hat. And so, that sounds so convenient, but same thing. When they told me, you could just tell, they are free. And how do you,
they're
like,
not making it up.
A little child describes the photo before they didn't tell him, look, this is haunted by this lady. They would never tell the kid that. And then one day the kid just came out with it and said, yeah, every once in a while the lady sits at the foot of my bed.
Yeah, who is that lady? Right? Yeah. Comes and sits by the bed.
The hat lady.
Wow.
But again, I don't even know. Never mind moving. I probably have to go to a mental institution if I saw that. Yeah. If I saw something.
Have a talk with that lady.
Yeah. But then again, you always also hear, it's a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just
pretty amazing imaginations, kids.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
But so, the stuff that happens to adults is, I think, a little bit scarier because, we're not trying to make it up. We're not wanting. The last thing we want is to believe shit happens. But
you ever see the show? I don't forget what it's called, but where they put the camera on those people. And it's like night vision, and they throw them into
I couldn't watch it. I felt like that. I mean, I have never seen it, so I don't know. But I'm like, this has got to be bold. You know, reality shows already, but then this has got to be bold. But is it good?
Well, it was on. It was very popular years ago, and it was like they sent people into known haunted houses,
right?
And they have cameras strapped to them, and they just send them in. And the net was you never really saw anything, but.
Right.
You would hear and you see the people that was what was so appealing because you see them freaking out the cameras into night vision. They're like, and they're just running around these abandoned hospitals or whatever it was.
Well, they gotta learn how to make a sandwich. Man. That's how. You know.
But I mean, I would never do that. So I say I don't believe, but I would never do that. I would never subject myself to that.
Dude, when I was a kid, we had this woman that lived on the block. We called her the crazy lady. But we knew her name. I won't say it. But the legend was that she had been stood up at the altar when she was young. And then her parents passed away. And then she just lived in this house by herself for years. And you could hear her screaming for real. Now, she's not a ghost. Scariest fucking thing in the world
That's creepy.
A bunch of 10-year-olds is this woman screaming at the top of her lungs in the middle of the night. And you could see her in the window. If you would walk by, you could see her up in the window walking around, screaming and yelling.
It's like psycho-ish, right?
I remember I was in, and the house looked very much like that. The house was in bad shape. There were weeds of 2 feet high all around the yard. And she always had a nightgown on, this wispy nightgown that was blowing in the wind. You'd see her out in the yard. She would be knocking pine cones around with a stick and talking to herself.
We were
scared to death of this woman.
Yeah.
When we were 10 or 12. And then I remember I was coming home from a dance or something at the high school. It was pretty late. I was all by myself. I'm walking along, and I used to be so scared that I would go around. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't walk by her house.
No way, right.
I would go all the way around the block to avoid it.
I believe it.
This particular night, I think I kissed a girl, and I was like walking on air, and I forgot. And I'm walking along, and I realize that I'm standing right next to her fucking house, and I look up, and she's in the fucking window. Just looking back at me.
Oh my God. My, just ready. Just my there.
My fucking heart.
Oh, just like, man.
And I fucking ran home as fast as I could. But you know, then we got so brave by the time we were 15 or 16, we just went right into her fucking house.
What do you mean?
We just went into her house in the middle of the night.
Get the
my
fuck
friend and
out
I were
here.
Like, let's go in her, let's go in the fucking house, man.
Oh my God.
My other friends were like, I dare you. And we're like, I was like,
this wasn't a
it.
Black
poor
friend,
lady.
Right? This
is
that's what I'm saying. This is what I think that's how black people think of white people. Let's go in the house, man.
What the fuck's wrong with you going in the house? We went in the house and we didn't see her, but we got into the, we went in, there was like a little vestibule.
You could have scared the life out of her.
We could have scared the shit out of her, and we could have been arrested. We just walked into her house.
That's crazy.
We didn't even see her, though, but her house was a mess. There was weeds growing in the house, and like...
Oh, my God. That's so
sad.
It was
awful. It was very sad.
Yeah.
Eventually, she ended up... she was institutionalized and was better. She was doing better.
All right.
And that house was sold... And gutted and renovated. Now there's a fucking family lives there. It's like a beautiful house. I'm like, man, I wonder if
you
they
never
know.
Man. You just never know.
I wonder if they know or if they hear her.
Right.
You know, or she's somehow lingering there. Because she was in that house and in a bad way for you know, decades.
Yeah.
There's an old guy lived across the street, Mr. Leroy, Ed Leroy. He had her on tape screaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went out there with a tape recorder and taped her one night.
I had, when I was growing up, there was a, my mom used to teach dance, and she in the house, they built a dance studio. So she would teach these kids dance, and there was one lady, this was so scary to me. There was, I don't know how old I was, I don't know, like fifth grade or something like that. But there was this lady who would bring her daughter to the dance class, and this lady was deaf and had just a really weird shape. Face. She was like kind of deaf mute, and when she would talk, she'd be like, I'm you know, like that kind of thing. Or when she was from another country, like Romania or some shit like that, something like that. And my mom had been in a war, and this lady had been in a war, so they kind of bonded a little bit,
right?
But after the lady kind of started obsessing on me, like really obsessing on me. And then I don't know what I didn't know at the time what she had said to my mom, but my mom, I was like, you know, I won't say her name, but where is that? Like, my mom's like, yeah, we decided she couldn't come here anymore, right? She just couldn't come here anymore. And I would come home from school and I'd take the bus, and that lady would be on the bus. And that lady would come up and start talking to me or whatever. And then she started telling me I was her son. She told me I was her son, and my parents had kidnapped me when I was a kid, and she was my real mother, and I was getting, I was fucking terrified, and I was like, no, but and she also had this, you know, you couldn't really understand too much what she was saying because she had this crazy speech impediment, and at the same time on this bus there was another lady who was called the wig lady who wore this wig that was like the size, I don't know what this size of like an open umbrella on her head. And it was
so you feel like kids today don't have these types of
stories.
You don't
have these
stories,
right?
They totally don't.
But she was always on the bus, and I was already scared of the wig lady because the wig lady would have these signs about how the government did all these tests on her and stuff with all these pictures of her head all radioactivized and all this kind of shit. So that's already going on. Then I got this other lady who's telling me that I'm really her son. So I go back and I told my mom, and my mom's like, yeah, that's why we are not having her come anymore because she says that you're not her son. I don't know where she, but if you see her, let us know where I'm going to, you know, put out a restraining order or call her or whatever. This isn't really a ghost story, but this lady, so she disappeared for a little bit. Then she would pop up again. I'd see her like by my school, like looking at the school, and then she'd be gone. And then this went on for like 6 months. And then one night I went to karate class, right? I'm in the karate class, and there are these bleachers in the corner. I look over, and I see her, and she's in the bleachers. So I tell the karate teacher, I'm like, look, I got to go. There's this crazy lady who thinks she's my mother that's over in the bleachers. He's like, just go out that way, this other exit. This is a community center. Go out that way, and she's not going to know that there's this other exit. I go out of the door, the fucking lady is waiting there, and she's telling me I'm her son, and she's showing me pictures of me when I was a baby. But it wasn't me. It was a doll. It was a doll. You could see
holy
the arm slits.
Oh, my God. Dude.
You could see the arm God. Slits.
This is the scariest story of the day.
It was so fucking scary, and I was like, I'm going to karate kick you, lady. Get the fuck away from me. Get away from me. And she's like, this is you. This is you. You're my son, and it's this fucking doll. Right, so I ran home. My dad was working at a bookstore that day. He worked at a bookstore.
Holy shit.
He got on the bus.
When was the last time you thought of this? Have you told this recently?
Dude, I don't ever tell anybody. I've had a series of stalkers in my life. This was the first one.
Okay.
And the lady got on the bus, started telling my dad that I was the son, and my dad was like, what the fuck are you talking about? They get on this huge argument on the bus. He gets off. He's like, I'm calling the police or whatever. And then she just disappeared. She just disappeared off, and I haven't heard anything since. But it was just so fucking freaky.
Dude, that
is it was so
definitely the
scary
story.
It was so scary, man.
That is next
this
level.
This is you.
Yeah, this is you're my son. That's and my brothers and I still joke about that. They would look at each other like, you're my son. You're my son.
Jesus, man.
That's like something out of a movie.
Oh, man, it was so fucking scary, man. I just talking about it. I'm like, whoo. And it's thunderstorming outside.
I was going to say, it was a perfect sunny day until we came down here and started talking about this stuff, and it immediately started thundering and lightning.
Oh, and the best part about it was, dude, I come out of the karate class to run off. The lady's out there, and she grabs me, and she had that fucking strength, you know, that kind of like...
Been through a war strength.
Yeah, been through a war, and I couldn't get my arm out of her hand, and she's showing me the picture of the fucking baby doll. So it's like squeezing my arm. Y'all, my son.
Jesus.
Holy Jesus.
That is scary. Fucking
scary. Wow.
Well, this has been a fantastic episode.
Oh, I'm
man.
So happy. I had so much fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Dude. Thanks for doing it. It was great.
When you guys got to walk me to the car tonight?
Yeah. Dude, we're going to walk out of here back to back to back.
Hey, stand by me.
Yeah, totally.
We'll take shifts.
Awesome, man.
Thanks for listening to Tall But True,
you got
everybody.
To plug?
The show Practical Jokers is on every Thursday night. Right. And
Thursday's on, is it?
On True TV at 10 o'clock. And then, you know,
check it out if you haven't, guys. It's really funny. Yeah. These guys do some really creative and funny shit.
Thank you. And we tour all the time. And you could just go on the tenderloins.com. And then we have our
The Tenderloins?
Yeah, that's... We've been doing comedy together for like 18 years. We did like sketch and improv.
Oh, cool.
And so in 99, when we formed the thing that we do now, we called it the Tenderloins. So we're still... That's kind of our identity.
Oh, that's cool. That's
outside of the
so
show.
So check out the tenderloins.com. Yeah. Watch Impractical Jokers if you haven't seen it yet. It's very funny. And go see these guys live. They're really good. Wow. Thunder.
I wonder if that picks up. I hope it does.
Crazy,
it's so
man.
Perfect.
I hope it does, too. If it doesn't, I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it in post. Thanks for listening to Tall But True, you guys. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe. Please give us a good review on iTunes. If you don't like it, you don't have to leave us a bad review. Just don't listen anymore. DC, exactly. You got any dates to plug?
Just we got our show coming up, our live show next week, August
9th.
Yes.
Tall But True Live at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Yes, indeed.
On 3rd Street, New York City. Sal, you got to come and tell a story on one of those shows one time if you
want. That's great. You guys do a lot. That's awesome.
We do it once a month. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, one
I'll
Wednesday
come
a month.
By anytime. Yeah.
And cool. It's survival. Cool. That one's survival. And I have some dates coming up. I'll be Instagramming them, the real DC Benny Instagram. So keep an eye out on that.
Come check me out, guys. I'll be at Arlington Draft House August 18th and 19th in Arlington, Virginia. I'll be at Laughs by the Lake in Irving, Texas on September 1st. Arts Quest Center at Steel Stacks. That's Bethlehem, PA. That's a great venue. I always love doing shows there. Treehouse Comedy Club, Westport, Connecticut, September 23rd. Oh, this is a good gig. If you're in Jersey, people in Jersey always asking me when I'm going to be around. I'll be at Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey on September 29th. Please come to that show. That's going to be a good one. And the Comedy Shop, September 30th in Pompton Plains. Funny Bone in Syracuse, October 20th and 21st. There's too many dates to list. go to therealbenbailey.com if you guys want to find out when I'm going to be close to you. And thanks for listening, man.
Yeah.
More Tall But True coming your way next week.